It's always fun to play this theme.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web, any size, catches thieves, just
like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. 722 on WSGW, your morning team. It's Charlie, Denise, it's Pat, it's you. Oh, Pat's off today. And it's Spider-Man from the old animated comic TV series. Spider-Man is getting mail. This is a story out of New York. There's a museum in Forest Hills, New York, that right now has a special display. Hundreds of letters addressed to Spider-Man that were delivered, has been delivered, over the course of 30 years to a home in New York that actually shares the address of Spider-Man in the comic book series.
Oh, gosh.
Remember, he was Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, in an issue in a 1989 comic book, an address was revealed where Peter Parker lived with his Aunt May. And it was a real address in New York. And so kids started writing to Spider-Man at this address.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just so happens, it says here, that the person that lives in this address, remember Peter Parker's Spider-Man, the address is with a woman who shares the last name Parker.
How ironic.
Are you kidding me? Some are wondering if it was done on purpose. Well, regardless, over the last 30 years, letters have been showing up at this address. At first, the family wasn't sure what was going on, but after it kept on happening, then they discovered what was happening and they got turned over to a museum. And right now they're part of a museum display. It's called Dear Spider-Man, Letters to Peter Parker, and it runs through April 2nd at this museum in Forest Hills, New York.
How fun.
Is that cool? Is that cool? I'm only hoping, there are organizations that answer kids who write to Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
We can only hope that they have
somebody would start
somebody responded
answering those
to these
letters
from Spider-Man. That would be cool.